This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front lines in eastern areas. Ukrainian soldiers in the Donetsk region fired at enemy positions from a Soviet-designed truck mounted multiple rocket launcher. Georgia's parliament on Friday dropped plans for a so-called foreign agents bill that had triggered a political crisis and threatened to derail the country's bid for closer ties with Europe. Lawmakers voted against the legislation in the second reading on Friday after the ruling Georgian Dream Party pulled its support for the bill. Tens of thousands of Georgians had taken to the streets in the capital, Tbilisi, for three consecutive nights of protest. A former member of the Jehovah's Witnesses shot dead six people in the German city of Hamburg and killed himself after police arrived, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at a news conference, German police confirmed the shooter in the fatal attack was a 35-year-old German national. It was also confirmed that an unborn baby was killed in the shooting. Hamburg State Interior Minister Andy Grote said police arrived within 5 minutes of the first emergency call and was able to separate the gunman from the congregation. The perpetrator fled to the second floor when the emergency services arrived and later killed himself there. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, a former Hamburg mayor, described it as a brutal act of violence. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. China's Xi Jinping was elected again for a record-breaking third term as president at the end of a week of meetings for China's two top political bodies, where he further tightened his control on the country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Nearly 3,000 members of China's parliament voted unanimously for Xi on Friday in Beijing's Great Hall of the People in a race where there was no other candidate. The limit of 2 5-year presidential terms was written into China's constitution in 1982, 6 years after Mao Zedong's death by Deng Xiaoping, who recognized the dangers of one-man rule and the cult of personality after the chaos of the Cultural Revolution. Xi did away with that in 2018 with near-unanimous support from the legislature. And last October, the ruling Communist Party reconfirmed him as General Secretary of the Central Committee for another 5 years.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The UN Refugee Agency said on Friday it was greatly alarmed by clashes between government forces and armed groups in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo that had caused hundreds of thousands to flee. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, UNHCR spokesperson Matthew Saltmarsh said the violence had prompted nearly 300,000 people to flee across DRC's North Kivu province in February.
Civilians continue to pay a heavy and bloody price for the conflict. Women and children who barely escaped the violence are now sleeping out in the open.
Saltmarsh said the UNHCR and its partners were stepping up humanitarian assistance, but difficulties remain in accessing displaced people in some parts of North Kivu because of the violence. Australia and India have agreed to strengthen a broader economic partnership and to boost their defense ties, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in New Delhi on Friday.
Prime Minister Modi and I discussed the increasingly uncertain global security environment and committed to strengthening the Australia-India defense and security partnership to address shared challenges and work towards an open, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
The two countries have also agreed on an early conclusion of the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, which has been stuck in negotiations for over a decade. Albanese is in the country for a 3-day visit, the first by an Australian Prime Minister since 2017. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed on Friday to reestablish relations after 7 years of hostility, which had threatened stability and security in the Gulf and helped fuel conflicts in the Middle East from Yemen to Syria. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.